We are live. The baked beans con queso has been forever, it feels like. When was the last time we even had a broadcast?
Well, that's the thing. Nobody was. There was not one language being spoken there. I'm like, what the fuck? Clicks and clacks, and someone got decapitated. All right, it was just a vacation of mine. Jesus fuck. All right, so what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? I mean, you're the party leader here. You guess you could just do whatever we're in the mood for. Ooh, some clacked, some clacked. What the
Some
fuck?
clack, some clack.
You're gonna start a
Hey.
podcast without introducing the white rice side on the podcast?
Oh, of course. Like, who the fuck
Well,
are these other
see
voices
that.
coming out of the background, right?
Well,
Right.
see, in my book, they're called the unmentionables. But anyways, yeah. So how rude of me, Crispy, you fucking faggot. So, hello everybody, welcome to episode of Baked Beans Con Queso. I am Archie. Big would give you an introduction.
Oh yeah, of course.
Shit,
This
do we
is
have CE? I want CE.
you want CE? You should have picked Team Slayer. God, it's that's why it's called Classic Halo 2, not Classic
So that's
Halo
why I said we gotta
CE.
be on the same page.
Oh whatever,
'Cause
it's
I think we
classic.
all voted for different. We all voted for something different.
Shit!
I voted for one bomb.
Dude, they got a rank 50. We're already gonna get our fucking shit stomped. But anyway,
Teabag him. Piss him off. Teabag
this is the queso that is Big Wig, and joining us today is good old Crispy and Blaze.
faggot. Fuck him.
Yeah, you are now.
Not Blaze.
His instructions are not included.
Well, due to technical difficulties, Blaze will not be joining us.
All right, fair
Blaze is
enough.
busy eating dick.
I forgot you had to change the sensitivity for every fucking.
Ouch! Damn it all.
Oh yeah, I forgot that's the thing.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I can already see how this is gonna go.
I already see how this is going. Absolutely wonderful! Wunderbar. And I spawned him out.
Hey, this is one shot of my axe. Jesus. This is. Who picked ranked? Oh my god. We're gonna do terrible.
Me. That's the point.
God damn it. Yeah, I'm not gonna do very well, I don't think. Send a good example for our viewers, Arch.
Good. Anyways, so yeah, so besides all the dying and all the explosion, so what was the day before yesterday? Fucking Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 came out.
Ooh, really?
Hell yeah! Kick Blaze's ass. I'm joking. I really didn't.
Yeah, I'm doing terrible. Yeah, I haven't played any MVC games in like forever. I think the last one I played was the third one. Or no, I take it back. My old roommate had the second game on his PS3, play some old school, like Dreamcast, MVC3, MVC2. Oh my god. I like the second one. You know, the intro music. You remember the intro music? That intro music is so iconic to me. I wanna take you for a ride. It's like, there's something about that.
Actually, that song was actually on the one that I have for my Vita.
It's a slow build, I think. You work your way towards it. Jesus balls, these guys.
This is fun.
I love the old Halos, but I hate getting curb stomped like this. We only got 2 kills apiece. Dude, they mopped the floor with us.
I really don't care. I'm just playing MCC.
Oh man. When was the last time you played MCC, Arch?
Back, let's see, when did the Twin Towers fall? I think it was before that. Too soon.
Oh my god.
I haven't played it since before Halo 5 launched.
Hello?
So it's been like a year at least.
Yeah, so that guy had 28. Okay, that was the H1Z1. He's the one that's at 50. Jesus. I thought the matchmaking was supposed to avoid us from bumping into guys like that, because we're nowhere near that level, either of us, but whatever. That's what we get for picking ranked, I guess. So what are we going to do next? You're getting scared. I told you, man. You gotta wait for it.
See, folks. Now, Blaze on the.
Blaze, yeah, should
we? Is playing Layers of Fear.
Layers of Fear. That's right. If you guys want to check it out, it is free right now. Like, it's.
If you have gold.
If you have gold.
On Xbox 360. If you're on Xbox One and you have gold, it is gratis.
Yeah, if you appreciate art at all, it's up your alley. It's basically like Amnesia style. It's like an Amnesia style horror game where you're just walking around looking for stuff. You don't really have weapons. You can't really do anything. You're just kind of in a house opening up doors and looking into rooms. The cool thing about Layers of Fear is that the paintings are haunted, as far as I know. I just picked it up myself. I haven't played too much of it yet, but, yeah, that's Layers of Fear. You're getting attacked by oil paintings, I think. But I need to check it out myself. How is it so far, Blaze? Right. Make sure you, oh yeah, there's like notes and stuff you can find too that kind of piece the story together a little bit. Like, in the opening where you're in the main area, there's a door that kind of goes down to a basement area, and there's a table down there, and there's a sheet of paper, and if you pick it up, it's a report card, And on the report card, like, you got all the subjects, like reading, writing, math, science, and all that. And the report, whoever owns the report card, whoever it's for, they failed everything except for art and music. And, like, I was telling these guys, I was like, dude, I totally relate. That's totally me. That was me when I was in elementary school.
And if you look at the name of the report card, it shows, it says my name.
Slayer.
Trippy. Shut up, baby.
Got some Sasquatch vibes going on.
What a savage.
I haven't found any keys yet. I'm trying to figure out where the hell those are, because there's so many locked doors.
No more locked doors!
Oh yeah, speaking of free, on top of Layers of Fear, Borderlands 2 backwards compatible. If, you know, the Handsome Jack collection was kind of catching your eye, but you didn't want to spend that much money, but you wanted to play some good old Borderlands 2 again, well, nah, you can. I actually picked that up, and I'm really anxious to play it again. I actually had it on PC, and I already beat it when it came out, but I'm really looking forward to another playthrough. I usually play as a sniper class. Games like that.
I usually like make people eat grenades and shit. Eat a bag of bacon pee! Ah, fuck, I fucked that shit up. Eat a bag of bacon bits, old ass nigga.
Wait, oh, bacon bits, I thought you said bacon dicks. Bacon dicks.
Eat a bag of bacon dicks, old ass nigga.
Ow, what the hell? Got stuff dropping on me. Ow. Yeah, it's you know, it feels good to come back to these games. You know, it's really a shame that this game didn't do as well as it should have. I remember I pre-ordered this game. Like, I remember the midnight launch, I was standing, like, with a crap ton of people, and we were all excited for it. And I remember I stayed up.
Xbox.
Like, I had class the day after that, and I remember just staying up all night waiting for this to download. I thought, okay, maybe it'll be done downloading just enough for me to get like a couple games in before classes start. And yeah, it did. It was early enough. I had like a couple hours before class, and yeah, nothing happened. Like, the whole game was so broken, I couldn't even access the menu. It was really bad. But it's gotten a lot better now, like playing this now after like a couple years or so.
Pockets on my ex.
I couldn't. Damn it. Tried picking it up, but I got the fruit shot instead. They got rocks now. Careful. Well, right, because with oil paint, you can do that. You can, like, layer on top of it. You can get really thick paintings out of oil. Like, I remember I was in, when I was at UW Fond du Lac, starting up my art classes, I had to take oil painting twice. And, yeah, you could get really thick with oil. That's why I like it so much. I don't really oil paint too much. I got a bunch of it yet from when I was in school, but I'm kind of getting back into it. I'm more of a... I prefer to do abstracts. Abstracts are, like, my thing. Oh, yeah, the oil medium. Yeah.
And that was the last time I ever stabbed somebody in the face with a crayon. What?
Ah, shit.
Me, MacGyver, and Claw of Lopin.
Give it to me, baby.
Another girl thinks pretty fry.
For a white guy.
You know, for a little part of my life, I actually thought I was white. I just thought that I was raised Mexican.
I mean,
Nah, no. That's what I thought.
I mean, I'm totally white too, but, like, I have Brazilian heritage. That's where my biological father came from.
Did he come here on the boat, or did he come here dancing?
I really don't know how he got over here. From what I heard, I think my mother told me that he was, like, escaping gang violence or something like that. Like, apparently, Brazil has a lot of gang violence or something, but he's coming to kind of escape that. Met my mom in Boston. They kind of did some things. And she found out about me, got scared, and then ran back to her mommy. Sometimes that's all it takes.
I was born in an abortion clinic.
Because a horror game, and horror games are supposed to be dark. mean, name one horror game where it takes place in broad daylight.
Resident Evil, DayZ, Left 4 Dead, Left 4 Dead 2, Left 4 Dead 3,
Man, but let me ask you something though. Are those games actually scary, or is it just horror themed because it's got like zombies and monsters and shit? You know, because when I see, I don't think that counts. I think when it's in broad daylight, it kind of makes it not nearly as scary as, like, you know, like in Layers of Fear, how you're in a house and you can't leave and it's dark, it's very dimly lit. You got these paintings that are stalking you and shit, and you can't fight back. You can't use your fist, you can't pick up knives or anything. Like, I think there's something about that. But imagine if it was like broad daylight and it was happening, like all that stuff. I don't know if it would be as scary if it wasn't dark.
Just to let you guys know, we're playing Twat.
Twat. Very well.
What? What?
Crispy, why are you so quiet? We need some of your professional insight.
LF4!
Fuck, no! Aw, oh, man.
Alright, I'm back. My mic was fucked up.
That explains it.
That was too funny. I'm like, Halo 4! I hear Wake. Oh, no!
Yeah, like, okay, here's the thing. Halo 4 had a great campaign, in my opinion, but I'm not a fan of the multiplayer. Not that much. The first three are great, but I don't know. 4, I kind of felt like it's lacking a little bit. It's like
it
they tried
a
little...
Shit. Don't even lie, it was a piece of shit.
Yeah, I just hate part of it.
I mean, the original Halo's multiplayer actually felt unique. It's like no other game really played like that. You know when you're playing a Halo game. But then with 4, it's like, this feels a little familiar. I feel like there are other games that are doing stuff like this. Like, I almost feel like instead of innovating like it used to, Halo's kind of, you know, following the footsteps of other games, which is the exact opposite of what it was at one point. But that's just me on my soapbox. You know, I'm a huge Halo fan. I'm probably gonna keep buying Halo games till the day I die, if they make games that long. But I don't know. Out. Oh shit. I gotta get used to this. It's been a while since I played. Oh yeah, you can sprint in 4. I forgot.
What was the sprint?
You got bumper jumper, it's A. And that's another reason why 4's multiplayer doesn't seem as, you know, unique, because they added sprinting. Not saying sprinting's, like, inherently bad, but I don't know. I feel like that there's just something about having maps where you can just kind of walk at a base speed.
Yeah.
Or be like Halo CE where you just slide around.
Oh yeah, I have fun sliding.
Ow! This is a guy looking down that hallway.
Oh, he's doing what I'm doing.
Right. The Life of an Artist, Forever Alone. That's true, though. Like, you gotta be fucking crazy to be an artist, dude. I mean, some women might like that kind of stuff, but some women might be into that, but, I mean, artists dedicate a lot of time to their work. I can't imagine they would have enough time to, like, you know, spend time with their wife and kids and shit like that. Maybe. Well, dude, oil paint is a bitch to get off your body if you get it like on ya or something. It sucks. I can't imagine like covering your whole body with it and trying to, you know, screech other like that. Like, that's gotta be so unhealthy. What if a little bit like gets into your mouth? Like, there's no way that's good for you. Yuck.
Nice one, Crispy.
See, the thing for me to do is to find someone who's just as crazy and artistic as I am. That might be a little hard, though. There aren't too many people like that. When they're dead.
So I got fixed up my controls for Halo 4. Cause my sprinting is Y and my switching weapons is A.
Ooh, how the hell did you get that?
Oh.
Big wood by you, one by you, below you.
All right.
It's over here somewhere.
Got him.
There's a guy camping outside.
I know. He's been there for a while. We don't wanna group up and come at him at once. He might take all of us out.
Maybe you, bro.
Maybe. Ow. Maybe not.
Bullshit! I'm shooting him in the fucking head. He's no die.
Alright, where is he at? Oh, there he is. Okay.
He's cheating and shit. I caught him, but his teammate got me.
Oh, good. Alright. Let's take his spot.
Yes.
Next kill wins. Yes. Alright. Nice. Well, what do you think, Arch? Think we should do our strand of the day?
Yeah. Wanna do that? Shit, if you like, you can go ahead and go first.
Alright. So, one I found seems pretty interesting. Might be hard to find from the looks of it, but I'll let you guys know about it anyway. So I got a sativa called The Blood. The Blood. Alright?
The Blood?
According... The Blood. Just The Blood. Alright. Apparently, according to some info I got, The Blood is a Hawaiian landrace phenotype that appears so rarely that it has gained a mythological status among growers. The blood was given its name for the red veins found in its stems and leaves, and the deep red sap that flows from them. It's pretty interesting. Attributes makes you very focused, very uplifted, aroused, apparently. Yeah, you want to get your dick up? Try some of this.
Fuck Viagra.
And
we're gonna fuck this cow.
And then it makes you feel creative, energetic, and for medicinal purposes, it's good for treating depression. Seems very good for that. Also fatigue, lack of appetite, stress, and it's a slight amenity for headaches. So. Yeah, and if you want to kind of get a, you know, feeling for what it tastes like, it's very earthy, got kind of a tropical twist to it, a little flowery. So, you know, if you can imagine what that tastes like, maybe a little fruit punchy, possibly, something like that. But anyway, yeah, The Blood. It might be hard to find, but if you can get your hands on some, I'd definitely recommend this one.
If any of you guys get your hands on this, send some to Archie. That's highly recommended. Don't be a hoe. Don't be a hoe. Be a bro.
Right.
All right. So, my strand. I really didn't pick one because one that I... They're okay, so let me explain. Yesterday, I tried this pure 100% THC. Oh my god. This shit was so fucking delicious. It was pretty much like smoking and combining that weed smoke, the weed smoke with honey or maple syrup. It was so fucking delicious. Man, tried it. I'm not even gonna lie. I fell asleep on my friend's couch. That's how potent it was. My homies wanted to roll up a blunt. I was like, yeah, I'm not smoking. I'm good. I'm gone. But that was just awesome. I had to find some more, but I will get more information. I have to let the flies out, bro. Anyways, but yeah, I did not get the name of this, but oh my god, it is so worth it. I gotta find me this. It is it tasted like honey.
Like Honey Nut Cheerios honey or like no, straight out of the bottle honey?
Like out of the fucking beehive honey.
Ooh.
Absolutely delicious. I shark the kids. Honey Nut Cheerios. Yes. Anyways, but yeah, that is my strand.
All right.
And Blaze is...
Blaze is having a seizure, sounds like. Hey, those games warn you about that, those seizures. Yeah, you gotta take those seriously.
I don't have seizures, so I don't have to worry about that shit.
Alright, folks. Well,
this game will make you scream like a girl.
Yes, it will. Definitely. All All right. No spoilers, man. These people might wanna be surprised about it. Maybe. Dude, they totally can. I think they can. Wait, is your
I don't think he included his
told
mic.
You guys. I told you guys at the beginning his fucking audio wasn't included. My mic, whatever it is, after every game of MCC we play, my mic fucks up. And I have to turn my controller off and turn it back on.
Yeah.
Just to hear you guys.
Alright, what do you think, Arch? Should we close this off?
Yeah, I think we got a good amount, you know? It's tiny and very unsatisfying there. Boom.
Damn!
Let's go ahead and deck. You're the one that showed me a video that you recorded. Look at it. I'm not the one that has a Master Chief.
All right, guys. Well, this is Baked Beans Con Queso here with MCC. Playing some old school.
Yeah.
Con queso.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, this is me. That is Bigwig the queso.
And Archie the bean.
Alright, this is Baked Beans Con Queso signing off. Enjoy your night. And yeah, check out Layers of Fear. Don't be a pussy. It's great.
They know the drugs.
Catch y'all later. Yep, they know the drugs.